Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to hang out with you every weekday and talk about our small businesses. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's been with us a couple of times in the past 10 years. He is coming up on his 10th anniversary. Jeff, did you know that? June is your 10th anniversary. How about that?
I did not know that. You actually track such things. Thank
well,
you.
Well, we're like baseball. We keep up with these things. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, welcome back.
It's great to be with you. And as long as you're keeping track of those things, I'm going to tell you my kids' birthdays and our anniversary, my wife's anniversary with me.
So yeah, we're like baseball. We've got your ERA here. We've got your on-deck averages.
And you still haven't sent me back down to the minors. Isn't that amazing?
We're still going to hang on to you for a little while longer. Jeffrey's the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting and many other things. He's a home-based business, teleworking, micropreneur, expert extraordinaire. Jeffrey, one of the things that... I think you and I ought to give a shout out to some of the folks who are trying to start a business right now, and there are a lot of them out there, as you know, a lot of people unemployed, which is how I got started. I mean, I got a kick in the pants back in '89, and the same year you started your own business, and I got a kick in the pants by being downsized, and I started my own business, and out of necessity, and a lot of people are doing that right now, and I'd just like to say to them, to think marathon, not sprint. What do you think?
You took the words right out of my mouth. The concept of entrepreneurship and what sort of, I know that it's out there, but entrepreneurial endurance, if you think you're getting into this and it's all going to be autopilot, that just don't happen. And your business and my business, I know we've experienced it, and many people have, where you've had some great successes and some great deals come along, and at the moment you're thinking you're kicking on all 12 cylinders, but sometimes the deals back off, they go away, they need to sort of restructure, or something else comes along, or little curveballs along the way. And, you know, to play off the baseball metaphor, if you can't hit the curveball, you might as well not be in the game because they're not all straight down the middle, you know. So it's all about the endurance, and it's all about playing and running the marathon. It's not 100 yards. It's 26.2 and then some.
Well, let me throw a little tough love in there, Jeff, as if we haven't already given them enough. If you're starting a business and one of your main thoughts is how much will I be able to take out of the company for as payroll for myself this week, the first week or the first month, you probably don't need to be starting a small business because I know a lot of people, now some people have probably pulled this off, Jeff, but what they have to remember is Blasingame's second law of small business, and that's that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Right. Exactly.
And so even if you have revenue in the first month or two or three or six or nine or whatever, even if you have sales, your company is going to suck up whatever pennies it can get its hands on. There's always going to be some place to put that money, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and one thing that I think I've been reading the news and watching the news lately, and it never ceases to amaze me in a positive sense how many bosses will say, I went without salary this week, this month, the past 3 months, so I could meet payroll, so I could pay this bill or that, so that
Hey, Jeff, that's epidemic in America right now in small business.
It's epidemic, but the mindset, to the point that you were making a moment ago, if you think you're going to go into here and just see how much you can extract out of this business, think about the people who say, my staff comes first.
Oh, yeah.
Before I take a salary, I'm going to make sure that my people are paid, that our bennies are paid, so they might.
There are millions, there are literally millions aggregated of employees of small businesses right now who don't know that their boss, the owner of that business, hasn't taken a salary at some point in time, or maybe not at all, for the last 6 months.
Right, right.
And here's the thing, Jeff. A lot of people might say, well, boy, that sounds really, really messed up. That sounds really dysfunctional. You know, why would anybody want to? Well, you know what, folks? It's that's the commitment level we're talking about.
Right.
Because when you have an economy like this, how many times, Jeff, are there, nine people waiting on a paycheck and only enough money for eight this week?
Right.
And the ninth one that doesn't get a check is the owner.
It's often the owner. You know, and that's in the times that Bernie Madoff, and then you hear of corporations and greed and AIG and
160 million in bonuses to the guys who helped get us into this mess,
who flew the plane into the mountainside and expect a bonus out of it. You know what? My mantra, my belief about all that is, if you are willing to take a bonus when times are good and you're deserving of one, how many of these people will step forward and say, I will take, not necessarily give money back, God forbid,
right,
but take a cut in pay if I've helped create chaos or if my division or department has been a loser in good times. I mean, certainly things happen, but, not to belabor the AIGs and Madoffs of the world, but, those are examples of what can go wrong. Then you hear about these companies whose bosses say, you know what, I'm going to forego whatever. So that my
In the interest of as complete reporting as we can, it has come to our attention now that several of the people who got those bonuses have given all or part of it back, and it's my understanding that they have. So good on those guys. Now there may be some other things we might not be too happy with them about, but that's at least some of those guys stepped up and did the right thing. But back to our micropreneurs, Jeff. It's a marathon. It's the kind of thing that it really troubles me, Jeff, sometimes when I see that, the founder of Facebook or the founder of YouTube or some of these things, these guys are still, but probably barely old enough to buy a beer legally, and yet they're multimillionaires, billionaires, whatever. And it concerns me when some people see that kind of a situation. I mean, good for them. I'm proud for them. Not don't want to take anything away from that, but that's just not the norm. That is the rare exception, and most everybody else toughs it out for a while, don't they?
Right. Absolutely. You have to tough it out. You don't want to tough it out? Then go become an employee somewhere. Take your chances there.
Clock in tomorrow. That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Jeffrey Zavar and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zavar. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. There is no barrier to entry, because if you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. You don't have to tell us who you are. Just spend some time with us. And you can check out my blog. You can check out our newsletter, which you can subscribe to every whenever you want. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there, and lots of other stuff that will help you. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got some things that will help you with whatever challenge or opportunity that you are looking at. Jeffrey Zavar has deposited many pearls of wisdom with us over the years, and all of the aspects of the things that we do, and we appreciate that very much. Jeffrey, give us your website too, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out. A lot of good stuff there. Your books, they can find your books there too, can't they, Jeff?
My books, all my content, it's all there.
Yeah, so folks, check that out. Jeffrey, one of the things that I don't want people to think that when we talk about starting a small business and becoming successful meaning you got customers who will do business with you and you can operate the what comes in and what goes out and enough to stay in business and grow your business. I don't want people to think that when we talk about this being a marathon and not a sprint, that we're being dour or that we're being, negative or that we're being, we're acting like, it's something you don't want. I mean, it's a wonderful life having your own business. is a wonderful life, but it's a challenge. And it, in my opinion, if you don't love doing it, you know, I don't know. I just think that that to me, it's not just about the success, maybe taking a little longer than most of us think sometimes. But I don't want to rush through my life. I mean, I want what I'm doing to last because I love doing what I'm doing. And if your goal, if you start a business and your goal is to get rich, there's a high probability you'll be disappointed.
Right, right. And that's true. And you do it because you want to be satisfied on many different levels. You want to be satisfied as a person who leads their own ship. I tell the story of way back when if you remember when you used to write a check, they would have a big stamp pad and they would stamp the back of the check, and you have to put in a phone number and a driver's license, maybe even another credit card. This is when identity theft wasn't an issue, and you put all sorts of money back there, and it put employer. And my dad used to write self under that, and I'm like, what does that mean? And he goes, it means I work for myself. And I tell you what, Jim, I was all of 4 or 5 years old when he used to do that. It stuck in my mind. You know, 40 years hence, I'm remembering that. And that's a message that really, stays with me, the fact that I can go punch a clock and let someone else drive me. And, you know, there's publications that I've worked for in the past and editors and reporters who I've known who right now are, as we say in the Jewish faith, they have shpilkes. They have such anxiety over when the axe is going to fall. And this just happens to be the newspaper industry, but choose your poison, choose your industry that's facing a toxic environment right now. I'd rather face it with myself at the helm and myself knowing what tomorrow holds, and myself in being at the helm knowing that I can better navigate what, you know, how I get through this, rather than having someone else who may be creating a situation that I have no control over.
Exactly. You know, and I've told this story many times before, Jeff, but I actually had this conscious thought in 89, 8:30, May 21st, 1989, not that I remember the exact moment, when I got the word that my whole department had been dissolved. You know, in a five-minute period, I went through the whole thing about, well, I guess I better get my resume out. And then I said, no, I'm going to start my own business.
Right.
I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
Exactly.
And I actually had, I mean, that was a five-minute conversation I had with myself. And I went from writing my own, updating my resume to designing my new business cards.
Right. Right.
In that five-minute period. And it never occurred to me that, I mean, I honestly remember not thinking about getting rich. I remember thinking, okay, this is the next stage of my professional life, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it happen.
Absolutely. And that's where we find ourselves. The savvy among us, those with that spirit, look, it's not for everybody, and it's not being dour to say that it's hard work. It's being a realist. Anyone who thinks that launching a business, even the guys, for example, who put like the Googles and the Yahoos and the MySpace and the Facebook, you know, they're young. They might be young Turks, but they're smart young Turks who put a lot of time and sweat equity into launching these businesses. So they hit a nerve, a positive nerve in the American psyche or the consumer out there who said, that resulted in an organization being bought up or valued at, you know, 400, 500 bucks a share or whatever the case may be. But the point is that they put their work in, and that's what you have to do. And you have to realize that this entrepreneurial endurance that we speak of, that it's not a sprint, but it's a marathon, that you've got to be in, you know, you choose your metaphor, all nine innings, all four quarters, however you want to look at it.
If you're not all in, as Jeff says, if you're not all in, ladies and gentlemen, don't do it. I actually, the hard part about it, Jeff, I mean, I like working. I've always, you know, I grew up working. I don't have a problem with work. But the thing I like about it is it doesn't bother me that it's hard, because everybody can do this. That's kind of a badge of honor for me. Monkeys aren't doing this, Jeff.
Right. Right.
Hey, Jeff, give us that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. It's always
a pleasure. Jim, it's always great to be with you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back, too, I promise, real soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back, too.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.